Hello, you mob. This is a message from that mob called CSIRO. We are scientists. Today, we're going to talk about gas here in the Northern Territory and that thing called fracking. We'll talk about what things can happen when fracking is done. What is methane gas? Methane gas is one type of natural gas. You cannot smell methane gas or see it. There's no colour. Where does it come from? Things like leaves and grass, they call this organic material. That organic material might be on land or in lakes or rivers or wetlands. That organic material falls down to the ground or into those lakes or streams. It begins to decay into very small pieces. Over many, many years, that organic material begins to sink deep down underground, maybe 1 or 2 or maybe 4 kilometres down. There, it is very, very hot and the ground above it squeezes that organic material. That is called high pressure, like when you put air into a tyre and make it hard. When that organic material continues to break apart, methane gas comes out of it. How much methane gas is in the air? There is only a very tiny bit of methane gas in the air. Methane gas moves around in the air. Scientists measure this moving and they say how fast it moves and where it comes from. Methane gas comes from different places, such as natural gas wells and communities. It also comes from fires, cattle, and termites. Scientists measure it. And there might be lots of that methane gas or just a little. When scientists measure and map that methane gas, they look at how fast the wind is blowing and which direction the wind is coming from. What might too much methane gas do to country? Methane gas is a greenhouse gas. There are other gases that are greenhouse gases too. The air that surrounds the world or the earth can be made warmer and warmer with too much methane gas and other greenhouse gases. Another name for this is climate change. Thank you for listening. We'll tell you more about this later.